This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. With the widespread use of the internet, you don't have to know someone to affect their life. This power has given rise to a new type of crime called cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is becoming a concerning trend, especially among children and teenagers. Rhonda Wimbush, Community Outreach Specialist for UnitedHealthcare, talks about the misconceptions of cyberbullying and what parents can do to bar their children from it on this week's Time to Talk.
Rhonda Wimbush, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
First of all, what are some of the most common misconceptions about bullying, and really especially cyberbullying?
Okay. Most teens feel that cyberbullying only happens to a certain group, but the truth is that everyone who uses the internet is subject to cyberbullying. Secondly, they believe that no one else is ever being bullied, you know, and that's not true. With the cyber communication, it's more easier for someone to come in and bully you because you don't know who's behind that computer. Third, the difference between cyberbullying and other types of bullying is exactly what we're discussing. It could be anyone. It could be someone that you were just at school with, or it could be someone that you've never known. So the major misconception is that you know exactly who you're talking to or on the computer.
So in a live situation, like in a school, you can say, oh, well, it's the smaller kids that get picked on or the younger kids that get picked on. But that's not really true in cyberbullying.
That is so true. So it could be anyone. And it affects you even worse because you don't know, and you think you know this person personally, and you don't. So you're talking and making communications with someone that you have no type of relationship, true relationship with.
So what kind of conversations should I be having with my kids about cyberbullying, both about being a bully and what to do when you get bullied?
Well, the major conversation that you want to have with your children is for them to not take cyberbullying or to not take the computer as your complete resource. The internet is an excellent resource, but they have to know how to use it. They have to know, as a parent, I would have to monitor certain things that my children are seeing and doing on the computer. And also, when something's going on, they need to report it. Tell a parent, tell a teacher, tell someone so it won't affect them.
And finally, what are some of the things that we can do as parents and as educators or people who have influence in children's lives to stop cyberbullying?
The first thing I would say is that we can no longer say kids are being kids. It's become a major problem where kids are taking their own lives or they're taking someone else's life because they don't have any type of support to let them know that it's okay and we can get you help. As a parent, I have to make sure that my child is safe on the internet as well as at school. So getting teachers involved, counselors, mental health workers to work with us as a unit, not as separate.
Rhonda Wimbush is the Community Outreach Specialist for UnitedHealthcare. Rhonda, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.